USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died from the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The rolling 7-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter peak. A new study shows that two doses of the Pfizer COVID vaccine are highly effective against the Delta variant of the virus. The analysis from Public Health England shows that the Pfizer doses were 96% effective against severe illness from the variant first identified in India. And a second suspect has been arrested in a weekend shooting in Austin, Texas, that killed one person and injured 13 more. A 17-year-old teen was arrested Monday and will be charged with aggravated assault. Police arrested the suspect Monday at a nearby high school. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A group of hospital employees say they will appeal after their lawsuit over a COVID vaccine mandate was thrown out. Lance Pry has more.
A federal judge in Texas has thrown out a lawsuit filed by 117 employees of Houston's Methodist Hospital System targeting its COVID-19 vaccine requirement. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes of Houston said the lead plaintiff, Jennifer Bridges, claimed that the vaccinations are experimental and dangerous were false and irrelevant. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Vermont has become the first state in the nation to reach 80% of its eligible population having received at least one shot of COVID vaccine. The Vermont Department of Health says over 440,000 Vermonters over the age of 12 have received at least one dose. The state reached that milestone on the same day that Governor Phil Scott rolled back his state's mask mandate and indoor capacity limits. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
At this weekend's summit, the leaders of the G7 countries called for a new and transparent investigation into the origins of COVID-19, as called for in a recent report from the World Health Organization. That's something that seems difficult to accomplish with China refusing to cooperate. Congressman Michael McCaul says he doesn't trust the WHO to conduct any further investigation. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that the organization has previously been willing to cover up the role of the lab in Wuhan in the pandemic.
I was pleased to see they focused a lot on China, but nothing really concrete came out of that. In fact, the only thing I saw concrete was a recommendation that the WHO, World Health Organization, investigate once again the lab in Wuhan, which we now believe is a source of COVID-19. I don't think this investigation can be done properly with the WHO, who's headed up by Director General Tedros, who's a handpicked puppet of President Xi and has demonstrated his ability over the last year and a half to cover everything up and never warn the public about a pandemic. And the cover-up was massive, Sandra, yeah. And many details there, but a massive cover-up. I don't trust them to be responsible for this important investigation.
And Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he won't support a bipartisan infrastructure proposal unveiled last week by a group of 10 senators. Sanders told reporters Monday evening that the bill is not big enough to address the country's needs. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.